So what is this world coming to? Welcome to Illuminating Minds Radio. This is Dr. Joanna Johnston. Man, oh man, this world is getting weirder and weirder. I tell you, do you hear recently what's going on with Bud Light now? I guess they've changed transgender now, and a lot of men are just dumping their Bud Lights. I find that to be really funny. And I don't even, you know, it was funny, I was listening to Jeff Berwick, you know, a dollar vigilante, and he takes a walk with his dog, Lucy, in Acapulco. He lives in Mexico also. He's a very smart guy. He, you know, moved from Canada to Acapulco years ago. And he says, it's really weird because I don't see the transgender people drinking Bud Light. You know, that's more of like a guy's drink, like a lumberjack guy, or, you know, that's, I don't know. And he's like, I see them like drinking cocktails and, you know, margaritas and, you know, all that type of stuff. Nothing like Bud Light. And it just didn't make any sense. So I just found that to be really funny. That was a really funny highlight. And I guess a lot of people are just dumping the beers. I mean, I don't understand why people are going so crazy like this, you know, and to deal with genderism, homosexualism, being straightism. I mean, who gives a crap? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense at all. So there's a lot of diversity going on. I mean, it's more insane than ever before in the United States. And even in Canada, it's like just more diversity, you know, creating these movements because they just want people, the people at the top want people to fight. They want to see their slaves fighting each other. It's like a gladiator game every single day. You know, where the race fights against the other race. Now it's if you're homosexual and the straight, or the transgender people, or if you're Christian, if you're satanic, or if you're an atheist, or I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's all based on ego, the mind, ego. Ego is what gets this body moving, this vessel moving. And we have to have the ego, though. We need the ego, but we need to be balanced with the spirit, which is the soul, which is consciousness. And when you're able to balance both sides, there you find out that there is no reason to fight. There is no reason to prove your point and, you know, and hoping to be accepted in life. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely insane. And then also I heard something about the Dalai Lama. I actually saw a video. Oh my goodness, guys. I'm like, what earth am I on now? That's all I have to say. What planet am I on now? You know? It showed him kissing a little boy, getting the boy to kiss him on the lip, and it showed, and he says, lick my tongue, and he sticks his tongue out. And it freaked me out when I saw him do that, and I'm like, that's not even a joke. Him being a mentor, a holy mentor, a Buddhist, sticking his tongue out to a little boy, and the boy just starts walking up to him like he's gonna suck his tongue. But then they cut it right there. And I saw the video, my husband told me about it, and I'm like, you know what, no. I don't want to hear about it. Now, Dalai Lama, no way, he's a good guy. I mean, where are you hearing this information? Where is this coming from? Come on. And I saw that with my own eyes, and I am just appalled, really. So yes, folks, we're seeing everything in front of our faces. We're seeing what's really going on. And all I can say is that I'm just so grateful for my knowledge. 13 years ago, when I started on the journey to become a secured creditor, I am so freaking grateful. Oh my gosh. And doing what I had to do to protect myself, my family, and people, and how ridiculed I was. I was ridiculed from every angle, being called every name of the book. Oh, Drena's a felon. She's on the run. She's in Mexico. You know what I mean? She's a scam artist. Don't believe in her. Oh my God. You know, I went through a lot of hell dealing with people who would just make jokes about me. But you know what? Those people aren't laughing anymore, are they? Look who's running their country. You know, tyrants, pedophiles. I mean, we can keep going and going with that. And people getting, you know, the Kool-Aid jab, and some live and some don't. Some just die right in front of your face in the dropping dead syndrome. You know what I mean? It's absolutely insane. I don't even have to prove my point anymore. I really don't. If I get people that are just so skeptical with my work, I go, you know what? Look at the world right now. and you're going to ask me, you're skeptical of my work. Okay. You go do that. I'm perfectly fine. So last week, it was really, a few days ago, I went and got myself a BitPay card, and that is a Bitcoin card, okay, where you can move all your crypto, and it's a Visa, MasterCard, and it's really, 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 really good. So, you're able to, just move a little bit of money from your Ledger wallet, and whatever money you want to spend, like through the Visa or MasterCard, you would just move some of that money into the card, and you can spend your crypto if you wanted to, okay? So anyway, this is a very interesting, I'm trying to make a point here, okay? So I uploaded my American passport because I didn't want to use my Mexican passport. Yes, I'm dual citizen, because I'm thinking, well, maybe the Mexicans aren't able to get the card. So I said, no, I'll just use my American. Why not? So I used my American passport, and then I used my estate number. And with the estate number, I'm not referring to the 98, okay? The 98 is the trust number. For the foreign trust. I tried the 98 and it didn't work. So what I did is I used the estate number, and what the estate number is when you kill the social security number and you transmute it into the estate number. And it began with an 85, and I think right now it's starting with a 92. I used that number and I was clear. Boom. Verified. Your card is on your way. Not a problem, because I am not a slave in the slave system. I'm completely private, right? My American friends on Facebook and other friends and students that never did transmute their social security numbers and they just went ahead and used their social, okay, they were denied immediately. And BitPay is from the United States. BitPay is based out of Georgia. Yeah. So anyway, so BitPay, sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. My husband's trying to write me here. Asking, yeah, kisses for Autumn, please. Autumn wants chocolate kisses. Okay. So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. So about 3 or 4 people try to get their BitPay card. They're American citizens. They try to do the route that I did, and they could not do it, but with the social security number. And I'm like, they said, sorry, it's no longer available in your country. And I go, well, it's based out of United States. So I couldn't understand that, but I'm like, well, this is weird. But when I typed in my estate number, they couldn't wait to throw that card my way. So they're going to be sending it to my American address that I have over there and everything, and then I have that sucker sent over here in Mexico where I'm at. So, just knowing that, how free I am, it's just so freaking awesome, and it confirms more and more. There's just always more confirmation for me. The more and more that I do things or certain things happen in my life and I'm operating as a secure creditor on the private side, and I realize I am no longer part of the slave. Now, the slave estates or the plantation meaning. So, I also heard something about Bitcoin, and people are like, oh my God, Bitcoin is going to find you. It's going to tag you and, like a cow and, look for you and trace you, track and trace. The thing is, if you are a U.S. citizen, yeah, you better be worried. Okay, you know what I mean? If you're a U.S. citizen, you better be freaking worried. Okay, because yes, I totally agree with that. It's transparent. They can find you no matter where you're at when you're using Bitcoin, even though it cannot be taxed unless you change it over to dollars. When you're a secured creditor, all of those worries fall away because you're no longer at war. You're no longer an enemy of the state and you're no longer at war with them. So yes, it's all in the numbers. It's all in changing your status from the debtor to the secured creditor with your UCC-1, doing the UCC package and all of that, and then getting the 98 and transmitting your social into an estate number. I mean, there's a story that has to go. It's you're creating the story. So all of that combined is extremely important. That's why I tell people, please get your 98 immediately. So what I did is I ended up adding the 98 course to the $97 Be Bulletproof as a Secure Creditor e-course. I ended up adding the 98 information there. So you can get your foot wet and started right now. So you can get that number already. And then when you're ready to move forward and say, hey, I want to move on and really learn from you, then you'll be ready. Because pretty soon I'm not going to be teaching anybody who doesn't have their 98s. When the IRS is abolished, it could happen in a year, in 2 years. You're not going to get that 98 and you're not going to be able to get out of the system. Okay. So there's a lot of scary things happening right now. You know what I mean? There's a lot of scary things happening. You know, they're talking about the smart cities, the 15 smart cities, 15-minute smart cities. Am I saying it right? Where you can't leave your freaking, before you know it, you're not going to be able to leave your city. It's going to be just like that movie in time. And I'm going to tell you, I had a freaking dream about that the other night. I had a dream that I was living in the end time movie and we all had numbers on our arms, you know. But I was well off. I was wealthy, which was good. But I saw everybody around us not wealthy, and I was still trying to save the sheep. I was still trying to help them. And I said, "See, this is what happens when you don't listen to me. You could be here on the other side with us, on the other side. Like in time, you know, there was a very, very wealthy people, and we didn't have to worry about time. We didn't have to worry about working and laboring and all that shit because we're on the private side." So in the dream, it was really, really, really crazy. You know what I mean? It was absolutely nuts. And I woke up and I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, what the hell just happened in my dream, you know? And I had my cats, you know, I got 10 cats, by the way. My 10 cats show up in my dream now. So I have 10 cats. And I'm trying to rescue my kitties. It was really crazy because a bunch of crazy shit was happening in the dream. I'm like, oh, my kitties. Oh, my God. Let's get them in the house now. Yeah. Yeah, the mama cat spit out 7 cats. So, yeah. I just fell in love with them all, and I just couldn't give them away right now. I really love my kitties. So, anyway, so this is what the smart city is going to be like. They're going to get you used to that. Oh, you can walk anywhere. We got everything set up for you all nice and pretty. You can walk to your store. You can walk to your shop. You can walk to wherever. And you'll be fine. And no more cars. No more cars. You will not have the freedom to have your car and drive out of the smart cities. Okay? So that is what's going on. And there's a big fight going on in England about that. People are pushing back. They're pushing back. They're trying to push back. But I'm like, man, if y'all can just become secured creditors, get that freaking number, there wouldn't be no pushing back anymore, because now, you know, you just let them know, hey, you know what, I have a trust and I can do some damage to your freaking companies right now, because I'm right there, I'm a foreign agent like you guys, you know what I mean? You could do some serious damage and they would have to step down because you're no longer their slave. You see what I mean? Hey, kitty. Another interesting thing I found out, and you know, I don't know if this is true, I don't know if this is evident, but it could be very possible. Now they're talking and they're putting it out in everyone's face that they're putting the vaccines in meats now. And it begins either this month or next month, from what Jeff Berwick was saying, that next month they are gonna start injecting the meats in the United States with COVID vaccines. And you know, they're going to be in the frozen produce, because we all realize that, you know, the vaccines aren't really the vaccines. You know, they are something else that needs to be frozen, unlike other vaccines, I guess. So it would be perfect in the meat produce, because, you know, the ones that you're going to be getting from Walmart and all these other places, Carl's Jr., which is actually my favorite burger joint. I love Carl's Jr. All these places, they're going to have everything injected in the frozen meats. And then when you eat it, it's going to go into your body. But then I'm asking the question, well, then if it's cooked, how the hell could that be? Because you're killing everything. But then again, if it's a nanoparticle, it might, you know, I don't know. I'm not a scientist or anything. But you kind of do the math. You figure that shit out. But man, there's just so much crazy shit going on in the world. And I'm not here to say everything is true. I don't know. I don't really know. But I'll tell you, and it's funny, the moment I start Googling that about the meat and getting vaccinated, fact checkers pops right up. No, it is not true. And right away that just confirmed to me it is true, because the same thing happened when they were talking about restaurants being, giving away, saying, hey, you need a vax pass to go into the restaurant in Greece and other places. And then the fact checker pops right up. It was on Reuters, Reuters.com. And the fact checkers pops up, says, oh, this is not true. It's not. And you know what? Sure shit, it happened. Because my girlfriend in Greece went to an IKEA, and an IKEA store, and they told them, her and her husband, that they could not come in unless they have the vax pass. So if you want to know if something's real or not, if that fact checker comes up to defend that it's not real, then it means it might be real. Okay? I'm laughing my booty off right now. It's funny as hell. So here I am on the private side feeling freaking good right now because I'm like, you know what? I have built this, my reputation in being a secure creditor, helping people for so many years, 13 freaking years I started when I was really young. I think I started when I was like in my 30s, 35, 10, 33 or something like that. And from there, I met a bunch of amazing teachers. I met amazing people. I've made amazing friends along my journey. And, you know, a lot of enemies too. A lot of haters and naysayers. But I tell you, now where I'm at in my life, I am free. I am a secured creditor. I have my trust set up. I have my foreign corporations. I can move my money. I'm completely tax exempt. I can get my BitPay card. I'm not being denied. And you know what? I might even be able to pull money out of my cards when everyone's bank accounts turns into CBDC, and I'll be able to show off too. Hey guys, you want to watch me pull money out of my ATM card while you guys can't pull shit out of yours? It's going to make me laugh my booty off, okay? It's going to be funny. And because all the people that have given me shit, guys, you have to understand what I went through. The people that gave me so much shit, it's just going to totally blow back in their faces. It's just going to blow back in their faces. And everybody that's sitting on the lines, I don't know if you're real. Is this real? You know what? I don't have time for you guys. I've been doing this for too long, far too long. And I get somebody, oh, I can't believe you're charging people. How dare you? And I'm like, you know what? You sound like you're freaking broke, number one. For one, you shouldn't be doing this work at all. I said, it takes a lot of energy, time, and dedication, and putting your ass on the line for other people, you know, to save them, to help them save themselves. And I was chosen by the Most High. So you know what? Whatever the Most High, which is the Creator, and I'm not referring to the God of the Old Testament, thank you very much, religious people. I'm referring to my Creator, the Father God, which is the Creator, and the Mother God, if you want to call it that, or creators, the creatrix. Really, there's no gender. That created me. They assigned this mission to me. So I have to follow it, in spite what other idiot tells me what I need to do and not do. So I have to follow it, whether I like it or not. And I'll tell you, there have been many times I wanted to walk away because, you know, really, I'm in love with doing work like transformation work, psychic work, energy work. I'm in love with psychic occult, like magic, herbalism, archaeology, humanity work. That's my focus. I love that work, okay? But it was like the universe kept saying, no, you got to continue this work. And I'm like, why? It's all about this complicated paperwork shit. And really, I'm not all into this. I'm not. And my mentor, Jaguar, told me years ago, and he was into account science. He was an account auditor. And he also, a forensic auditor. And he was magical, like me, very magical, very much into the mysticism. And he says, but you got to understand, in numbers, it all comes together. They are numbers. Everything is in numbers. The universe is in numbers. And he would talk to me in rhythms and rhymes and all that shit. I wouldn't understand a damn thing he said. And it would just really make me feel discouraged because I didn't understand that type of knowledge. It was too enhanced for me to learn about account science and numbers. And I was one of the kids that would have almost a panic attack if I had to work out a mathematical equation. I would actually have a panic attack. So, I mean, I had a hard time. So he would try to converse with me and communicating with me in a magical way so I can understand how all this stuff works with energy, colors, you know, that we're all energy and all of that. And I can better understand what he was trying to teach me. So it was 3 years of drilling, 3 years of drilling with this information. And finally, out of the blue, I learned to really conquer child support, be able to conquer them, but be able to give them what they want through the IRS, because the IRS acknowledged me as being on the private side, being a secured creditor, being peaceful, and having and being a foreign agent like them. A foreign agent, folks. Not an American national, not a sovereign citizen, a foreign agent. That's what we're here to be, foreign agents, because all the corporations are ran by foreign agents. The United States Corporation is ran by a foreign corporation, by the Crown. So you got to play the game. You have to play that game. So knowing what I know, learning what I learn, I've earned everything. I've earned it through my sweat and toil, through putting information out there, helping people, helping those that were sharing this information and bringing money to them, even though they didn't want to share with me. That's fine. And I'll tell you, when I worked with a long time ago, he was not a very nice person at all. But because of me, I brought him so much freaking clients. It was ridiculous. So, but yeah, you know what? I deserved all of that. I deserved all that time and energy that I put to find clients to help them, because I always come from a place of my heart to help people, but I don't just help anybody. This is not for everyone. I only help those that are ready to learn this information. Only those that are freaking ready. And so those of you who want to be part of our group and class and all that, I say please just get the $97 e-course, or because that is the one that has the 98 information in it. You can also get be a secure creditor, or be bulletproof as secure creditor book on Amazon. You can get that, but it will not talk about the 98. But it's nice to have a nice hard copy, or you know, paperback, you know, on your shelf to always look through, right? So you can get that, or you can just get the e-course. I tell you, just get the e-course. If you are not knowledgeable, if you are new, and even if you're advanced and you want to know where I'm coming from, where my teachings are coming from, this is where you want to go, okay? This is where you want to go. So, and I had to turn a lot of people away. I turned so many people away on a weekly basis. People that are not ready at all. People that are just like, they're asking so many questions that are... they sound like a newbie, complete newbie. And I just have to turn them away and say, look, go study first before you come back to me, or go to another guru, learn from them. And when you're ready, you can come back to me. I only like to work with people that have experience or really, really good knowledge. They know what the hell they're doing. They know what they're getting into. Because a lot of newbies, the problem with many newbies is they have too much fear. They don't know if they should believe this or not. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to try to prove nothing to anybody. I am well beyond that. In matter of fact, the work I'm doing, I should be charging hundreds of thousands of dollars, not no $3,000 or $1,000 for this work, okay? And I do it from my heart, so people who are worthy of this knowledge, who want to be a secure creditor, who don't want to be told what to do and how to do it, who don't want to end up living in a freaking concentration camp where the drones are flying around and they can give you whatever food they want, like garbage shit, and you're like stuck in that concentration camp. You know, they want to have a life. You know, those are the ones that are going to be free, and those are the ones that are going to make shit happen. They're going to be the ones to lead this next generation, because we're going to be the ones, Generation X, only the ones that are aware and awake, that have the motivation. They know that shit's going on that's wrong. They know what they're seeing out there is very, very, something is off. And they're like, you know what, I had enough. I got to think about my kids. I got to think about my kids' kids, my future. You know what I mean? And I need to get out of this farm. And that is who I'm wished to work with. But you have to have some knowledge. You can't just say, "Oh, I want to be free. I want to be a sovereign soul." That doesn't cut it for me. You got to do your research. You got to do the work. You have to do your own push-ups first. Once you get you've done your own push-ups, like I had to do my own push-ups, go through your experiences and so forth, then you'll be ready for my classes. Okay? So, the next one's going to be in June. And the information's on securecreditor.com. You can find live classes there. And yes, I mean, we'll take Bitcoin, we'll take fiat, I'll take whatever at this time and moment, not a problem. I'm just trying to get you guys into Bitcoin. Don't fear Bitcoin when you're a secure creditor, guys. Don't worry about it, okay? And I know a lot of you might use Monero. Hey, Monero's really good. But again, when you're a secure creditor, there's nothing to run from. You're going to be fine. And they will possibly use a lot of the crypto against the debtors because they think, oh, I'm going to be free. And really, what's going to happen is they're going to be targeted. They're going to be targets. Okay, but when they see that you're a secure creditor, that you are free and you are a creditor and you're here to, you know, you're no longer an enemy of the state and you're like, hey, do you want any help? I'm here to help you. Take some of my credit. I don't care. I'm here to share. You know what I mean? They see you in a different light as opposed to the folks that are in the pit. Okay, pretty much the pit, the concentration pit or camp or whatever you want to call it. I left the farm years ago and I moved to Mexico because I wanted peace of mind, and I didn't want to have to worry about my children getting stolen from CPS or some crazy shit, because I had a crazy aunt, very crazy aunt that was cahooting with my first ex, and she would stop at nothing trying to, you know, find out where I live, and she would call making false reports about me and my kids to try to get my kids taken away. I was dealing with a lot of shit, okay? And in spite of that, my second ex, who I had my kids with as well, the mother who was working with child support was cahooting with my first ex as well. It was just one fucking shit or another. So it wasn't really the government I was worrying about. It was these freaking psychotic people. So I left. I said, I'm out of here. These people are nuts. Try to grab me in Mexico, bitches, you know? So, and they couldn't do shit. And I'm glad that was the best thing they've ever done for me, because Mexico, oh my gosh, people from all over are coming here. And that you are so free, it's such an awesome kick-ass country. It really is. But I'll tell you, a lot of the, you know, Jeff Berwick was saying, he's like, yeah, I got a ranch. I got to build a ranch out there because you know what? They're going to take your Bitcoin. They're going to target you. And, you know, he's got a lot of fear because he doesn't have my knowledge. And Nick, from Worldly Traveler, knew Jeff Berwick, and he wanted to share my knowledge with Jeff Berwick to say, hey, you guys can get out of the system. You don't have to run away. You know, you don't have to hide. Just go ahead and get your secure creditor package, get your status, your foreign trust set up, and you're going to be fine. You're no longer going to be a slave of the plantation. You're going to be known as a foreign agent and a with a diplomat status. So that's where I'm coming from. So like I mentioned with my Bybit card, I didn't fill in a social security number. I used my estate number and boom, they couldn't wait to give me my card. So as soon as I get it, I'm gonna show everybody online. I'm gonna say, hey guys, I got my card, and everyone else is trying to get their cards. All the Americans typing in their social security number and they ain't getting shit. So there you have it, folks. But we'll see what happens, we'll see. I mean, maybe that could be the possibility that they just stop issuing them, and I was the last one to finally get in yesterday. Maybe it was that, but I'm having my students, the one that did the that transmitted their socials as well, to do it too, and to come back to me on that. So I know for sure. But the beautiful thing, when you use your estate number, you can use it for your business, you can use it for your PayPal, you can use it for your Stripe accounts, okay? Anywhere where you want to make money, whatever, you can always connect that to your Stripe and PayPal and to replace the social security number, okay? And it's completely tax-free. That's what I did with Amazon. You know, I used my Ravenman Shadow Corporation, and then they asked for my social and all that stuff, and I just gave them my 85, and that's it. That's all they needed on with the Stripe account and everything. So it's pretty awesome. Awesome to be free and have this knowledge while everyone's going to be running around and, oh my God, the sky is falling. And I'm just laughing my ass off because I'm like, I told and I warned you guys for years, but you all wanted to go down the starseed route, the QAnon route, sit on your hands, wait for a savior. And you know what? You are your freaking own savior, folks. You have to learn the information and ask, just first of all, ask the universe and say, clarify for me what it is I need to learn to be free from the system. And you know what? The universe will bring the people to you. It could be me, it could be somebody else. You know, maybe you're not ready for me. You could probably start with someone else that can help you, you know, in the beginning, basic stuff, and then eventually you would come back. You know, I don't know. It's the universe. You just ask the universe, the universe is gonna bring you what you need. And just like I asked, I need, help me, bring me what I need, universe. What is it that I need to know? And sure shit, within 2-3 days, bada bing, bada boom, I get the answer, okay? You are all powerful enough to do that. So listen to yourself, listen to your intuition. You can do whatever the hell you want in your own reality. You can create your own reality. And as far as this whole meat thing going on, you know, putting freaking vaccines in the meat, at least you could do this. You, sound therapy, sound technology can burst that shit, guys. We really can burst that crap. You know, maybe if you say om every day, you'll be able to burst that or transmute it or something. But there's a lot of sound technology that can destroy this parasitical thing that's inside your body. Did you know that? A lot of energy work. There's a lot of energy healers and sound, and that could really do something with this thing inside of our bodies. So just letting you know. All right, guys, much love and light. Just wanted to mention the crazy things in the world. And those of you who are secure creditors, pat yourselves on the back. You've got your 98, you transmitted your social, you got your UCC and all that stuff taken care of. Pat yourself on the back and welcome to the party, because we're the ones that are gonna be kicking ass, and we're the ones that are gonna be like, we're gonna be the saved ones while everyone else is gonna be exterminated. Genocide, who knows what the hell. I mean, we're already seeing it right now in front of our faces. So, I mean, I don't want to laugh at the people that don't know any better. I only laugh at the naysayers, really. Okay, guys, take care.